أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفرني ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير عزيز عليم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون. وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين. وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم فيها ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers, Alhamdulillah, we have gathered once again for this majlis of zikr. As I mentioned many times, that these majalis of zikr, they are intended to light up the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in our hearts and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Because something that moves mountains is love. A person will do anything if he is in love. Just for illicit love relationships, what does a person not do? So if the person really gets, a Muslim, a believer in Allah Ta'ala, if he really gets the taste of Allah Ta'ala's love, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat, then his life becomes a very, very pleasant life. فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah Ta'ala gives the person a very, very pleasant life. Then we will say, but outwardly sometimes we see that those people who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they seem to be suffering. So that is what we see from the outside. But there is a flower that is blooming in the midst of those thorns. That flower we cannot see because Allah Ta'ala gives them that blooming flower with fragrance of His muhabbat in their hearts. So they believe that everything is happening with the will of Allah Ta'ala, and they are making the effort to please that Allah Ta'ala, and over their mistakes and errors they are seeking forgiveness from that same beloved Allah Ta'ala. So therefore they accept whatever condition has befallen them with a kind of an happiness that cannot be expressed in words. Or there is a resignation. The great awliya siddiqeen, they of course even are happy sometimes over those difficulties and calamities which befall them. But we are not in that category. So we must ask for afiyat, salamati, ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. We must say, oh Allah, we are extremely weak. We cannot even take the slightest pain. Therefore protect us, safeguard us from all kinds of calamities, hardships, disasters. However, if it does come, then we take it with patience. But those people who are of that very high level, then they even enjoy a kind of a pleasure. They get a kind of a pleasure even in those difficulties. Now we will say, how can they get pleasure in such kind of difficulties? I give an example, and I've given it many times, that a woman hasn't had a child for 15 years, 20 years. They've been to all the doctors, all the gynecologists, all the specialists, all the taweez walas who also made enough money from them. They tried everything in the world. And finally Allah Ta'ala blessed that woman with pregnancy, and she's expecting a child. Now there's all kinds of sicknesses, pains and problems that she's experiencing. Sometimes it's morning sickness, and sometimes it's evening sickness, and sometimes it's afternoon sickness. Different kinds of sickness. Then there's pains and aches. Sometimes the blood pressure is going high, sometimes it's going low. Because she's not used to that kind of weight in her stomach, and all the changes that are taking place after such a period of time. Now close to the delivery of the child, some person goes and tells her that what is all this difficulty and pain and suffering you want to bear? Why don't you just terminate the pregnancy? At least you can be relaxed. Because when the child will come, then you will have to spend sleepless nights. Sometimes the child got diarrhea. As the child is growing, then in your diary you will have to make note of many appointments with doctors and specialists. And then you have to feed this child and nurse this child and care for this child and upbring this child. There's so much of pains and suffering in the upbringing of the child. That is why the mother's rights are so much. So instead of all that, just terminate the pregnancy, have an abortion and finish, enjoy life. What will that woman say, who is now expecting after 15 years, 20 years? She will say, you don't seem to be my friend, you seem to be my enemy. This is the day that I was waiting for. Irrespective of what kind of pain and suffering and hardship, there is a kind of enjoyment that I am getting. I'm waiting for that bubbly child in my hand. All pain and all suffering means nothing if I can get this child in my hand smiling at me and later hugging me and calling me mummy. This is the day that I was waiting for. So now there's suffering on the one side. How much of suffering? But on the inside, the woman has got a kind of a happiness that I'm pregnant, I'm expecting, and soon I will be giving birth. How much of happiness? So we got examples in this world. Allah Ta'ala has given us plentiful, plentiful examples. Look at the people who are working so hard now. They say it's the month of December, Christmas coming. There are many of them up and down, this country, that country, buy merchandise from here, bring, sell there, stock up, sleepless nights. They're working till late at night. Why? Because they are going to expect a good return. So there is difficulty, but in that difficulty there is a kind of a happiness. So that is what we mean, that there's a flower that's blooming in the midst of thorns. That is Allah Ta'ala's way of giving inside the heart. But again I repeat that we are extremely weak, therefore we must not ask for any kind of difficulties. Although difficulties brings a person many a times to the door of Allah Ta'ala. Many, many people, many of us also, we forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His ni'mat and His bounties when we are in good health, when we have got plenty of wealth, when we have got everything going for us. At that time we forget Allah Ta'ala. Our namazes also are just a kind of a fulfillment of a timetable namaz. That is, if he's making namaz. When it comes to du'as, then say, well, that Imam Sahib made some du'a, finished, it's sufficient. Why must we make special du'a now after that? When it comes to some zikr and tilawat, then say, what is the need for it? Everything we have. There was one person working in the government in India in those days. So he had everything. He had a mansion, bungalow, he had plenty of income, the good income and the bad income, the one that comes through bribes and other corruption, everything going outwardly. But his wife used to make namaz, so he used to tell the wife, what are you short of? This namaz you are making, what are you short of? Are you lacking in anything? Now she says, it's farz five times a day and must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So, but what are you short of? In other words, the namaz must be made when you are short of something. That is our attitude. That when we got some pain and suffering, then we say, now make dua, deep hearted dua. Now make some tilawat, now give some sadaqah, now do this, now do that. So for many of us, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it a means of coming to His door. But again I repeat, that we should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. He is very, very forgiving, very merciful. Allah Ta'ala dearly loves His creation, He loves forgiveness. There is nobody more forgiving than Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, if you have to look at the incidents in the history of Islam, of the number of people, millions of them who have changed their lives, millions of them, who were in drugs, who were in wine, who were in women, who never ever saw the door of a masjid, but Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat through some bayan, through some tabligh program, through some Quran Sharif dars that was taking place somewhere, through some nasihat the person heard somewhere, through some literature that the person somehow read. Somebody gave the person a translation of the Quran Sharif and he read that. Different ways Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives hidayat. And millions of people have changed. Right from the time of the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajmain, if you have to look, how many people have changed. They themselves, how many of them, prior to Islam, coming to them prior to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's preaching and teaching and tabligh and da'wat ilallah. They were from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and what was he? But afterwards, look at the heights that they reached with their tawbah, with their acceptance of Islam. And then those who were fasiqs, fajirs in the years gone by, how many of them also changed? We just don't know when hidayat comes. Look at Zazan. There are hadiths reported, ahadith that have been reported by Zazan. And he reports it from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Now who was Zazan? He was a singer. And he was singing in a very, very melodious voice. He was an attraction, as we say. His voice was something that used to captivate. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was once going past and he said, who is this person singing? He said, it's so and so. He said, what a beautiful voice he has got. Only if he had used it for the recitation of the Quran Sharif. That's all he said and he walked away. So how beautiful it would be if he recites the Quran Sharif with such a beautiful voice. That was the mafhum of. And he walked away. Now this Zazan is asking, who was that person? So they tell him he's a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, what did he say? He said, this is what he said. Now he raced after him. And he made tawbah. And then he joined Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and he remained with him for a long, long time. And he even reports ahadith from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Look at Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullah alayh. Many times we have heard this incidents, but it is just to take a lesson from all these incidents over and over. Now there's a caravan, they have looted the caravan, they used to pounce on the caravans that used to go past in those days. They used to hide in the jungles. And when these people in the caravan, they used to stop overnight. Because they didn't have this kind of buses and trucks and cars and aeroplanes. So then suddenly they used to come out from the jungles and pounce on them and steal everything and rob them and loot them. They did exactly the same thing. They jumped. And the children were screaming, the ladies were screaming, the people were shouting and they were wailing and they were so terrified because suddenly this whole gang pounced on them. Someone running this and someone running that. And Fuzail bin Iyaz was the leader of that gang. But he sees one person, there are different reports, in one is something else, but here he sees one person that is reading the Quran Sharif. Whilst all this is carrying on, he's reading Quran Sharif. So he asks him, what are you reading? Or he hears the ayat that is being recited. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So now this ayat he hears, hasn't the time come for the people that their hearts become terrified with the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shakes their hearts, they get the khashiyat in their heart. They begin to realize that we are going to be answerable for our doings, our deeds and our actions. That there's going to be a day of judgment. This is what all meaning we can give. Now just listening to that one ayat and suddenly he makes tawbah, he gives up everything. And thereafter he goes in search of everybody that he has taken anything from to return whatever they could return. That's the kind of tawbah they make. And then he becomes so high that his name comes in the silsila of the awliya. So we must never look down upon anybody. We do not know what the past, what kind of changes it brought. The past can bring a lot of changes for the future. A person is put through certain kinds of tests and trials and it changes his whole lifestyle. So this is what is the lesson that we take from all. That we should not lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and at the same time we should not have so much of hope that we continue with a life of sins and vices and evils unconcerned. Because we just don't know when the angel of death will suddenly extract the soul from our bodies. This Asr time, I was informed that there was a student, a Muslim student, in one of the Cape universities, from Kenya he was. 5 years or so he did his studies. He qualified, graduated, and the graduation ceremony was supposed to take place tomorrow or the day after. They were taking a drive. His father had come down, his mother had come down, his sister, brother, whoever it was, had come down from Kenya to come and witness the graduation. While they were taking a drive, an accident takes place and all four of them gone. All four. The bodies are in the mortuary. They're waiting for now the grandfather and the grandmother to come down from Kenya to identify the bodies. Now they became shaheed. Inshallah they will get Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them high stages in Jannat. Make their maghfirat. But look at the lessons that they leave behind for us. The way can we be proud about our jawani and our youth, that it is going to last forever and ever. Kamar jhuk kar misle kamani hui, koi nana hua koi nani hui. Aur baalon pe ghalib safedi hui, koi dada hua koi dadi hui. Finish. Where is the jawani gone? Therefore it says, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Samne aisa khaufe qiyamat rahe. Samne aisa khaufe qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. Samne aisa khaufe qiyamat rahe. Sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. The person is conscious of the fact that there's going to be a day of Qiyamah, day of judgment. And that is what restrains him from sins. So in this majlis of zikr, that is what we tried. That we make zikrullah so that the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in our hearts. So that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love through these Naat Sharifs comes into our hearts. And when that love of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come into the hearts, then it will become easy to do everything which we are finding difficult today. Millions of people over the years have been for Hajj and they will be returning from Hajj. Millions of people will be returning, those who went this year. And over the years also millions have been going. If just a percentage of them had become ambassadors of Islam, the situation in the world would have changed. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's Hajj, make it maqbool, mabroor. But the test is when they return, when we return from there, that is when the test is. The cars are repaired in the garages, but they are not driven in the garage, they are driven on the highways, on corrugated roads. That's where you check whether the suspension is right or not. Now when the person returns from there, where he cried in Arafat and Muzdalifah and Mina and shed so much of tears in different places, and those eyes which saw the Rosa Mubarak, which saw the green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which saw the Jali Mubarak, which saw the Masjid, which saw the Riyazul Jannah, those eyes which saw the Kaabatullah Sharif, which the eyes that saw the Hajre Aswad, the eyes that saw the Muqam Ibrahim, the eyes that saw the Rukne Yamani, and the eyes that witnessed the Hatim Sharif, and the eyes that saw Mina and Muzdalifah and Arafat. Now where do we use those eyes after that? Where do we use that listening power after that? Where do we use the speech after that? Our hands and our feet which were walking round and round that Kaaba Sharif. Will it be appropriate and befitting a person that those feet which were given the opportunity to walk on that place where the feet of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked, now we take the same feet to the cinema, disco, rave club or haram establishments? Will it be befitting? So therefore we now once again read one Naat Sharif and make some zikrullah.
Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada aa gaya tishna kaam aa gaya. Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada aa gaya tishna kaam aa gaya. غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی، غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی، مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا۔ ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غم زدہ آ گیا، تشنا کام آ گیا، غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی، مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا۔
Don't worry about the voice. Listen to the words and listen to the meaning. Picture yourselves at the Rosa Mubarak. ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غم زدہ آ گیا، تشنا کام آ گیا۔ A person is full of worries, full of pain, full of suffering, and all kinds of hardships he is facing in his life. Allah Ta'ala gives him the opportunity to go and stand at the Rosa Mubarak, to read his salat and salam at the Rosa of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives the person's sins. His worries, his pain, his suffering, it seems to vanish totally. Believe me, at that moment, no matter what kind of pain the person must have gone with, sometimes a person has got severe headache, sometimes he's got terrible stomachache, and sometimes he's got this worry and that worry and this problem and that problem. Whatever that problem, if he's going with sincerity, with ikhlas, and he has made plenty of tawbah and istighfar, and then he has presented himself. And then the moment he comes closer and closer to the Rosa Mubarak and he stands there with respect and says, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. You don't know where that pain and that problem all disappears. غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی، مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا۔ Forgiveness from اللہ تعالی، عافیت، سلامتی۔
ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غم زدہ آ گیا، تشنا کام آ گیا، غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی، مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا۔ ضبط صدقے ہوا ہوش قرباں ہوئے، ضبط صدقے ہوا ہوش قرباں ہوئے، دو جہاں عالم وجد میں آ گیا، دل کو لذت ملی چشم پرنم ہوئی، دل کو لذت ملی چشم پرنم ہوئی، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ دل کو لذت ملی چشم پرنم ہوئی، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا۔ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ دو جہاں عالم وجد میں آ گیا۔ It is as if the whole world came into a state of ecstasy and joy. دل کو لذت ملی، the heart received such kind of enjoyment, such kind of peace, tranquility, سکون، such kind of کیفیات۔ چشم پرنم ہوئی، and the eyes got filled with tears. دل کو لذت ملی چشم پرنم ہوئی، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا۔ When the name of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came upon my lips, he says, my eyes welled with tears. Imagine at the Rosa Mubarak, the person is standing there. He knows that a meter or two away from him rests the beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without whom, or if it had not been for his coming, Allah ta'ala would not have created the heavens and the earth. The one whose name we take from wherever we may be in the world, in azans, in iqamat, in durood sharif, in tashahud, the one who we say was a guide for mankind till the day of Qiyamah, the one who we say the Qur'an Sharif was revealed upon him, the one whose shafaat and intercession we will be in need of before even the doors of Jannah are open for us. Now we have Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just a meter or two away, a few meters away, and we are standing and saying, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. So now the person who has been blessed with that opportunity, is it appropriate that the person should be missing his salat, not giving zakat, stealing, committing crime, gambling, taking drugs, after having returned from there, associating once again with those so same illicit beloveds, then what kind of hajj is that? So hajj is a great ni'mat, a great bounty, but great responsibility also after hajj.
Dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Te jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, te jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, farq ye hai kalim aur mehboob mein. Te jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, farq ye hai kalim aur mehboob mein. Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya. Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya. Unke darbar e aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada aa gaya, tishna kaam aa gaya, gham galat ho gaye, maasiyat dul gayi, maghfirat aafiyat ka payam aa gaya. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went on to Kuh Tur to receive the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is coming into his house. In the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also, ayat are revealed. In the masjid, ayat are revealed. In Madina Sharif, how many ayat and verses were revealed? In Makkah Sharif, how many ayat and verses were revealed? Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya. Bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, aasman o zameen mein safe bich gayi. Ambiya aa gaye, mursali aa gaye, muqtadi aa chuke to imam aa gaya. Bazm kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, aasman o zameen mein safe bich gayi. Ambiya aa gaye, mursali aa gaye, muqtadi aa chuke to imam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the night of Miraj, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have been gathered. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is then told to make the imamat. Muqtadis were not like us. Muqtadis were
Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. We'll stop there, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.
Ey mere data, ey mere malik, ey mere maula, ey mere wali. Ey mere data, ey mere malik, ey mere maula, ey mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi waqt yun hi bekar guzara umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawayi khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai mujhsa koi badkar na hoga kaun si maine ki na burai.
Oh Allah, in your entire creation there is no one more sinful than myself. We all should think of ourselves as the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. We don't know when the other person makes tawbah and becomes the mahbub of Allah Ta'ala. They say, oh Allah, which sin is there that I have not committed in my life?
Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، Ya Rabbana, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah. We, the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth, have raised our begging bowls before you, my Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere maula, ey rabbe kareem, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no other door for us that we can tap. Where can we get forgiveness of our sins besides at your door, my Allah? Oh, my beloved Allah, 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 forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, in sins we gain nothing except restlessness, anxiety, worries and problems. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see us destroyed. They want to see us humiliated. They want to see us suffering. They want to see us dragged down the gutters. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of peace, of happiness, of contentment. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Distance us from all evil, my Allah. Make us yours and become ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, everything will be ours. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing. You have seen everything, you have heard everything, you know everything. You could have seized us there and then and brought embarrassment and shame and disgrace. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Tonight, after this majlis of zikr, after this majlis of tawbah, we are turning towards you and making tawbah from all sins that we have committed. My beloved Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhir. We know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment because of our actions. But my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan and your favor, bless us with the best of both worlds. The best of dunya and the best of akhir. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. We who are deserving of the most severe punishment, bless us with amnesty by Allah. Governments of the world give so many people amnesty, my beloved Allah. We seek from you amnesty. We seek from you protection. We seek from you salvation and najat. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, my beloved Allah, because of our actions. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make our namaz 5 times a day. To fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if first. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, our parents, our children, wives, brothers, sisters, family members, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of even the non-Muslims, the rights of animals. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is suffering from any kind of physical or spiritual sickness. Ya Allah, remove the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses. Bless us with complete shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them halal wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plenty of rizq halal. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks, drugs, vices, evils, wine, women, song, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the himmat and courage to throw out of their homes and lives all things that are causing such corruption in the lives of the children. Give us the himmat, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, in this month of December, entertainment is going to be laid out of the haram kind, the media, the television, the newspapers, the magazines, the advertisements from all sides will be inviting towards discos, cinemas, theatres, dance halls. Ah, my beloved Allah, hum kidhar jaye. Storms are going to lash at us. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Protect us from all the evil that will be flooding our country and our areas in the world. Ey mere Allah, give us your muhabbat to such a level. And such muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to obey you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light up the fire of your love, my Allah, in our hearts. Give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Give us the taste of taqwa in our lives. Ey mere Rabbe Kareem, hamare haal par raham farma. Hum kamzor hai, zaeef hai, natawa hai. Hamare haal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat and mercy for us. Those hujjaj who are returning and those who have returned, Ya Allah, make their hajj maqbool and mabrool. Make them zariya of hidayat for mankind. Ya Allah, their duas are still accepted. Give us a share in their duas. Bless every haji with the tawfiq of being obedient to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of being true ambassadors of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. We cannot live a second without your support.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Haa mere Allah, ay mere Rabbe Kareem, how beautiful you are, how compassionate and loving you are. Light up our lives by Allah. Bless us with the noor of the Quran Sharif, the noor of tilawat, the noor of ibadat. Hame zindagi afiyat wali de, salamati wali de. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Bless us with barakat in every ni'mat and bounty that you give us. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Ya Allah, remove the pain, the suffering of the ummah around the globe. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayah. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma.
اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas, may be lamar Allah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, our students who are writing examinations or have written examinations, bless them with success in their examination. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the colleges, universities and schools. Ya Allah, during the holiday season, protect them from the haram establishments. Protect them from the fitnas that will be lashing from all sides. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْقَدِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.